Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Please be advised that Little Miss Recap contains adult language.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Little Miss Recap, the podcast where we buy our significant others vagina necklaces,
where we designed the ugliest jewelry I have ever seen.
Keep Garrick Merrifield away from jewelry shop.
Yeah, no.
No.
Lindsay suggested it might be a My Sister Wife's Closet situation.
That's what I think.
My Sister Wife's Closet was better than this.
I don't know, Amanda. Like, I'm just putting this out there that maybe the Manosphere will chime in and have some answers later, but I'm not certain.
Oh, they do have thoughts about jewelry quite often, so but this could happen, yeah.
They are attracted to jewelry.
I understand. It's like a bright and shiny object. It just sucks them right in.
My name's Amy Archer. I am here with the sauce to my meatball, Amanda Lipnack-Raydell, who I had the pleasure of going to see Reality Gaze with this weekend. We talked a little bit about it on Patreon, but now we're on the free feed. And we just want to say to all the backdoor friends who came up to say hello to us
show. It was the sweetest.
It was really amazing.
You guys have no idea. We were just like, oh my God, people are excited to meet us.
Yes, we wore our Cat Portal shirts as promised.
We did. And what we didn't realize is we have two different designs of Cat Portal shirts.
You have truly Grace Brown. I mean, I have the OG. It's the same exact one as her.
Right. I'm inspired.
You have an artistic interpretation.
I see. Of the Cat Portal.
Yes. And she's in a different stance. And it's what you would like to see.
Absolutely. I had no idea I had a different one. Even though I've seen a photo of you in it. I've seen Truly's. I just went on Amazon. Cat Portal t-shirt.
Well, I like the color of yours better.
Yeah, it's a nice color.
You know, it's a nice color.
It's like a dark gray.
So I struggled with that. I struggled with it. I saw it and I had Cat Portal Dimension t-shirt envy.
Wow. Is there a pill you can take for that? Is there a cream? Is there an ointment? A salve? A salve? I never say that right. Salve? Salve?
Is it a salve? I don't know how to say it.
It's S-A-L-V-E.
But I love the word balm.
I enjoy the word balm as well.
Yeah.
I enjoy the word balm.
Guys, if you're new here, Amanda and I do this once a week on Patreon where we talk about Sister Wives beginning in May.
Yes,
so I just want to let you know that if you like what you hear, if you're into polygamy, if you're into these weirdos.
If you're into polygamy, join us.
If you're into polygamy, become a member of our family.
100%.
And join 100%. Us over on Patreon, Supercast, or Apple subscriptions where we're doing the Sister Wives rewatch. We did season one. We did the current season of 18 when it was airing. Mm-hmm. So that's on there. And we're picking up with season two. And we recorded it a little bit early. Mm-hmm. And I have to say it felt good.
It did. It was nice to talk about these Yozos again. And I watched the next episode It's nice to watch them just kind of be bumbling idiots, like Robin not knowing how to put oil in a car and, Daddy Logan having to save the day over and over again, and quality parenting being taking your child to a chiropractor when they fall force. You know, all of these things. Yes. It's good to see. Yes. Good to see again.
Good, good, good. Yeah. We're also on Patreon doing Love During Lockup, which starts like in 2 weeks, and I'm very excited.
No, a week and a half. It's the 16th.
What's today? The 9th? And 7 is 16.
Is it the 16th? Well, that's a Tuesday.
No,
so it can't
I think
be.
It's the following week.
Ah, the 19th or something.
Yes. And Love in Paradise, 90 Day Love in Paradise, we do as well. We're doing a lot of stuff over there.
We are. We are. And some documentaries. And folks, if you are not on the $12 tier, if I may, a push.
Go ahead.
You need to listen to Amy talk about soap operas.
It's my dream come true.
First of all, you'll hear what I thought was the Guiding Light theme. It was actually The Young and the Restless. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, I know this.
It's Nadia's theme, I think it's called. That's the theme music for the entire thing. So I realized that might be confusing because I might be talking about Days of Our Lives and you're hearing Young and the Restless. But Nadia's theme is such an iconic sound. This is a soap opera.
And I kept trying to play it on the Alexa last night. And she didn't know what to do with my requests.
No, I'm sure she didn't.
She did not.
I had a lot of fun putting that episode together. I just want to say I got clipped.
I could tell. I could hear it in your voice. You were so psyched.
Guys, when I went to college, I tell this story all the time. But if you're new, you might not know it. When I grew up, I was obsessed with soap operas. I'm a writer. That's where I learned to write. I would go into my little bedroom and finish writing the scenes out that didn't happen between the soap opera people.
I love it. I love it so much.
And when I went to college, it was my dream that I was going to be a soap opera writer. Mm-hmm. So I brought two VCRs with me. And I would set them up on in the living room TV, one on my bedroom TV. I would tape a bunch of soap operas. I was so obsessed. I would run home from school. This was in the late 90s.
Okay.
Soap operas were still, they were not cool at that point. It was over. Anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was still running home watching my soaps. And then I started a Days of Our Lives newsletter on the AOL format, the AOL channel, the AOL platform called the Demira Times.
I was telling my mom about this because I called her and I'm like, we got Reva Shane happening. She's like, oh, God, I haven't thought about her in a million years.
I had over 2,000 subscribers, which was pretty good.
Yes, back then, for sure.
Yes. So this is tickling that, like, oh, my God, I can talk about soap operas again. And I'm very excited.
And just that view of just how awful. Men treated women back then. It was bad.
Oh, it was bad.
I don't know if I ever shared this. When I remember my aunt was a Young and the Restless person.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom and my aunt lived with us. My mom and my aunt had some shared soap operas, but some divergence.
Okay.
Young and the Restless was one. Mm-hmm. And my aunt was into that. And I remember somebody couldn't drink. And it was a big thing. They weren't allowed. They couldn't drink anymore.
Probably Nikki. Yeah. So here's what happened. Nikki fell off her horse.
Oh, okay.
A la Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, okay. So she was in pain.
And she was in pain and she became an addict.
Okay.
And this is why in my brain, when I was a kid, I always associated chronic pain with alcoholism.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
So she became an alcoholic and that's probably who you're talking about. But go on.
Maybe. But I remember saying to my aunt, I must have been like 5 or 6, being like, I thought if you don't drink, you die.
Oh.
Because I thought like they couldn't drink, period. Oh. I didn't realize it was an alcohol thing. Oh. I was like a little kid.
Oh, how cute is little Amanda?
I thought like legit they couldn't even have water. Mm. And I'm like, but you die if you don't drink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Okay. See, Nikki was married to Victor. And Victor, I think, was trying to keep her on the straight and narrow. But then you had Jack. Jack loved her a lot.
I see.
And he was a little bit of an enabler. So she would really go with Jack quite a bit. Jack Abbott.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because she could kind of do some stuff.
Live her addiction dreams over there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's a whole thing. Anyway. It was definitely Nikki. She fell off the horse.
Okay.
So that's over on the $12 tier. And... what else? Oh, we turned 1 year old.
We did yesterday.
Yes.
Two days ago. Folks are listening to it. 2 days ago.
Yes.
The 8th.
The Omni 8th. And yeah. I want to thank everyone for their birthday wishes.
So sweet.
We think that we are building in such a way that we're going to be able to keep this going. And this could be my full-time job, but we're not sure yet.
We're getting there. Slowly but surely.
We're getting there. Yes.
One patron.
At a time.
At a time. Mm-hmm. Supercaster. Yeah. Apple subscriptioner.
Yep. Yep. Thank you. Yes, exactly.
I'm here to help. My coffee has not kicked in yet, so this could be really interesting.
Also, Quiet on Set dropped on Monday.
Oh, my God. Oh,
did you hear my rage? I was raged.
You were raged.
I was enraged at Beth Connell. Hashtag never forget.
I was enraged at so many of these people.
Yeah.
Joanna Kearns, come on.
Alan Thicke, really?
Come on.
And then Ryder Strong and Will Friedle, I got mixed up.
It's okay. They both didn't do the right thing.
Yeah. They're Boy Meets World bros.
I never watched Boy Meets World. You were psyched about that. I never watched it.
Oh, I really loved it. Okay. I loved Mr. Feeny. Okay. I loved Corey and Topanga. I was a Sean Hunter girl. I wanted that little bit of damaged boy. Yeah, of course.
Of course you did. Mm-hmm. Of course you did. I know of Topanga, but mm-hmm. I don't know anything about the show. Yeah.
It was a good show. It was a good show. Yeah. I watched it a lot when... I was a little old for it, but when I met my first husband, he had very young sisters and I would babysit them very often.
Right.
So I think that's where I watched a lot of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Makes sense. Yeah. I mean, just because it's a kid's show doesn't mean you can't enjoy it as an adult. I mean,
My girls and I watched Girl Meets World when they did the reboot, the sequel or whatever.
Yeah.
I was 4 years old loving on that shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
My mom and I, Saturday nights, it was appointment television to watch The Muppet Show because she loved it just as much as I did.
Like, The Muppet Show was good.
The Muppet Show was so good.
It was so interesting.
I know.
I liked Animal, as you can imagine.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It fits. Yeah,
it does. It does. I've always said Animal is my favorite Muppet.
He's a little bit of a criminal. He's a drummer.
I enjoy Rolf a lot, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I like the two in the balcony, too. What are they?
Oh, names? Waldorf and Statler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, my friend.
Yeah. Let's talk about these jokers.
Are we ready? Holy cannoli.
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
Okay.
And thank God we always save the best for last, because that's where the best happened.
The Merrifields will be last.
Yes. 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 Mm-hmm.
So we are talking Seeking Sister Wife, Season 5, Episode 6, Seeking Commitment. Or as Garrick Merrifield calls it, putting a ring on it so I could bang you.
That's right. That's all
he
fucking
wants.
Fucking mattered.
He is so fucking transparent.
It's disgusting.
He is so gross.
I have come to your side.
Oh, about what?
Danielle.
Yeah. You saw her in action today.
She is the Ghislaine Maxwell of this situation. I thought she was a victim for a long time. I still think she's somewhat victimized because I think he has manipulated her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's in now.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be crass. This is going to sound gross, but her role is I collect the brown women and mm-hmm. Garrick fucks them. Mm-hmm. That's it. As long as I keep doing it, he's going to be happy with me.
That's right.
Do I think that it started off as him manipulating her and from a place of narcissistic abuse? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But she is leaning in.
She has figured out which side of the bread is buttered. Like, she knows how to keep this going.
Ooh, which side of the bread is buttered?
I don't know, but Danielle knows.
Guys, come at me and let me know. Do you butter both sides of the bread?
No.
Would that be delicious?
No, that'd be too soggy.
Okay.
It would have to be a really thick piece of bread that's toasted well, or it would lose all structural integrity.
Hey, we talked about laundry last time, so why not talk about bread?
That's right.
Only on this podcast do you get the hard-hitting topics.
We're here to help.
And thank you to the backdoor friend who told me to put my Cat Portal shirt inside out to wash it. I have been doing so.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. You don't want that to get ruined.
I'm protecting that.
Absolutely.
All right, where do we want to start? Should I spin the wheel, the Bob Barker wheel?
Spin the wheel. Let's get rid of the Salahuddins.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the Salahuddins.
Let's also note, on your way home from New York, you were but miles from the Cinder Inn.
If there was a polygamous earthquake at the Cinder Inn,
Yes.
It would have shaken my bus. That's it how close have. I was.
Ligamous earthquake. What is that?
All right. This is Salah Hudeen. So yes. Yamila is coming over again because she was supposed to meet Keisha.
She hates her child.
I'm here for it.
She hates her child and he hates her.
I'm kind of good God.
Why do they keep bringing? Why do
I don't know.
They hate each other.
No. And then here's the thing. So she was supposed to come over to meet Keisha, okay? But they didn't tell her that. And now Keisha's not there. So why tell her what was supposed to happen? Just don't even talk about it. Keisha didn't come.
Keisha didn't come. We could just pretend like this never happened. It's like when you trip in the grocery store. If no one saw it, it didn't happen.
Right. And if you don't trip at your child's elementary school and scream fuck on the way down in front of all the kids, you know, just don't scream fuck and no one will know it happened.
Perhaps.
So basically nothing's changed. So Nyla says this is important because if we have family gatherings and shit, like we need our sister wife to be in the same room as Jamila. Do ya?
Do ya?
Do ya? I mean, I'm 45 years old. No, 46.
47.
No, I'm 46. I'll be 47 in September.
Okay.
How dare you?
Sorry. Some of us are in our 50s. We've already started losing our brain power.
But like if I had a side piece that my parents couldn't be in the same room with, it would not affect my life.
No, not really.
No.
Not
really. I'm sure that person would be, I'm sure Keisha would be more than happy to be like, I'm going to sit Thanksgiving out. Peace out. Right. I'm going to sit in the townhouse. You go over to Jamila's and have turkey.
You go to your mother's. I'm going to sit here and drink wine and watch my murder shows.
Yes.
Have fun.
She's not going to give a shit.
No.
So anyway, Naeem tells her that. So first of all, Jamila comes in. And Naeem's like, ah, there she is. And they're all like, oh, you look wonderful. You look wonderful. And he says nothing.
Right.
So then he tells her, hey, mom, Keisha was supposed to be here, but she stood us up. And Jamila's like, good. Good. Yeah.
Do you think he was trying to get sympathy from his mother? Because it wasn't going to come.
These two need a therapist ASAP.
Big time.
There is so much resentment here. It's unbelievable.
I want to know everything that brought us to this moment.
Me too. We need a backstory. We need an origin story on Naeem. So Jamila tells the camera, I'm not okay with this. I'm not approving it. And this has worked out for me that she didn't come.
Yeah.
I got everything I wanted. Now Jamila goes to them. So you guys have to go pick a new one, right? Like go to the store and pick up a new sister wife?
Go to the JCPenney catalog desk. There'll be another one.
And Nyla goes, this was real interesting. Nyla goes, yeah, now I have to pick another. I mean, we have to pick another one. This woman, again, I'll say it. She's tired. She wants to solve a murder. She wants to sit on the couch with her Chardonnay, solving some murders. She does not want to fuck this idiot or deal with him.
No.
And she is outsourcing and it's brilliant. Just going to put it that way.
He's got the personality of like bug tape.
Yes. Yes. That's good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not wallpaper. It's kind of gross.
Yeah. It's kind of gross. But it also like doesn't bother you unless you go too close to it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It could just exist over there. I don't have to worry about it.
I agree. So now Naeem tells us that he loves his mother. But she's very firm in her opinions.
Do you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Do you?
Mom says, y'all be doing some crazy stuff and polygamy is not from Islam. Mm. And she says, you're supposed to have a second household when you have a second wife. You aren't supposed to be living together. And then she goes, go get the Quran and show me where it says you can live together. And I'm like, I'm here for this. The Quran showdown. And Nyla tells the camera, polygamy is in the Quran. Am I saying that right? The Quran, right?
Quran. Yeah, Quran. Yeah.
And it says you should marry 2, 3, or 4. But if you cannot be just between those women, then only marry one. And I'm like, do you hear that, Cody Brown?
Yes.
Hear that, Cody Brown? Cody Brown alert. Ding, 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 ding.
Problem is, Cody Brown, not so much a Muslim.
I know.
Okay. I'm just, I mean, I'm willing to not ding him for not ascribing to religious texts that true. He does not believe in the religion.
It's true. It's true.
I'm willing to give him that. Mm-hmm. Not much more.
So mom is not having any of this. They're defending themselves. They have a Quran showdown. Oh, it right. is Quran. It is Quran. Yeah. Quran showdown.
Showdown at the Quran corral.
So Naeem asks her, if we get really serious with someone and this works, are you going to tell me you will never see them and they will never come to your house? She's like, yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
pretty much. You described exactly what will happen here, Naeem. Perfect. Good job.
I'm here for Jamila's energy.
I am too.
I'm just going to say that. I'm here for it. Okay. Who are we doing next? Are we doing Shane and Ashley and their putt-putt disaster? Or are we doing the Ryans and their stocking?
Let's do the putt-putt disaster because I have a lot to say about the Ryans.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I also have a lot to say about these jokers too. Oh, God. What the fuck is happening here?
So they're going to meet Sarah, all right? Do I have that right?
It's Sarah without an H.
Wife, Sarah. Okay.
Yeah. Sarah without an H.
And Shane tells us he has a, you know how I get hung up when people say things wrong? Because I say things wrong. So I same, same.
How's so John Ockham doing? Ockman doing?
John Ockman is solving murders currently. Okay, good. Yes.
Solving
yes.
very obvious yes. murders.
He okay. He's working on the OJ case.
Oh, okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Good. That'll take a while for him.
That'll take him a little bit. So they're going, and Shane has a, quote, mixed bag of emotions.
No, okay. You don't.
All right.
No, you don't.
Because of that bitch Grace, basically, is what he tells us. And he is happy that this is only the second time Ashley and Sarah will be meeting, and she already wants to meet him. So he's happy about that. It looks promising.
I'm going to tell you, I think it's fucked that they want to meet, that she wants to meet Shane on their second date.
Shane is, if you want to assure that you are not getting laid, you bring Shane with you. Because he is the biggest wet blanket yes. that I have ever seen.
But not even, okay, yes, that all is true. That's not even why it's fucked that Shane is here. It's their second date.
Second date.
They don't know each other.
No. They don't even know if they don't even know if they want to rub up against each other.
No.
Let alone be together. And you're bringing your wet blanket. You're bringing Inspector, I don't know. He looks like Inspector Gadget or something. Like, he's just so weird looking.
He is so weird looking. I was going to use the phrase that I enjoy, which I know offends many, but I'll say it anyway. They don't know if they want to bump uglies yet.
Does that offend people?
Yeah, I've heard people be like, ew.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I just like that phrase, bumping okay. uglies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I like dry humping and rubbing up against each other's legs.
That works too.
Yeah.
Works
yeah.
too.
Who yeah. amongst us?
Mm-hmm. All of us.
So Shane is, like I said, he's happy. And Ashley says, you know, Sarah and I get along great. But she needs to get along with Shane. That is the deal breaker.
What is happening
in this relationship?
We need to truth serum. Again, does truth serum actually exist? Because it did in our childhood.
I feel like you want to assault people with truth serum a little bit.
I kind of do. Is this similar to quicksand that I thought would be a bigger issue in my life? I thought there'd be more truth serum.
Yeah, just like we thought that having a staff member in your home was attainable.
Absolutely. It was a thing that was going to happen. So yeah. I need to truth serum these two, and I need them to tell me what the fuck is happening. What is our end goal here?
You are right. I think we thought truth serum would exist and be a thing.
Oh, it doesn't certainly exist. Did. No.
No.
No. We need to truth serum them, though, because I need to know what is their end goal. Mm. If this works, what does it look like? Because I don't know what they're trying to do.
We get a little hint of that later.
I'm so upset. I'm like hitting the desk.
We get a little hint of that later and I will address it.
Yeah.
There's something going on here.
Okay. There's something fucking weird here. Above and beyond the normal fucking weird.
I agree.
There's fuckery.
Ashley says to Shane, what if I kiss her? And Shane goes, well, maybe I'd be a little bit jealous. Can we just stick to hand holding? Okay.
Okay.
He tells the camera, I've thought of the kissing before, but I've never seen it. Oh, I bet you've thought of it.
Oh, I'm sure you have, as you have, I bet. You know.
That's why your iPad doesn't work anymore.
I have to excuse yourself to an interior room often.
Shane, honey, why is the home button stuck on your iPad?
Gross.
When you're, I have a sick question.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
First of all, the question I'm about to ask taps into the supposition that I have that a dick is like a fire hose. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So when you are masturbating and you have an iPad, do you just spray all over the screen?
Okay. My experience has, I mean, to be fair, I've never seen somebody specifically with their iPad in that situation. But my experience, however, I mean, just from a clinical perspective, I've...
Okay. You've done the research.
I don't think it goes that far, generally speaking. And there's not that much. I mean, we're not talking gallons. We're barely talking an ounce.
Okay.
Amy, our mothers are so proud right now.
All right. So Sarah tells the camera. Oh, wait. First they get there. Okay. They're going to like a kid's arcade indoor putt-putt thing. Because of course they are.
Of course they are. Because there's no game that they don't want to do.
No, they can't just go and have coffee or boba.
No. Well, so, or maybe not boba. Who knows?
She hugs Shane and makes a joke about grabbing some balls. Okay. So here we are.
Sarah, I like Sarah. I think Sarah has way too much personality for these people.
I like her too. She tells the camera her first impression of Shane is that he's average. Same, girl.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing remarkable about this man.
Shane is dressed like he works at Target.
Correct.
Like he's going to try to talk you into the Target red card with 5% off every day.
Yeah.
And they're golfing and they talk about Sarah's son. And Shane's like, well, would you want more kids? And she goes, you need to take me to dinner first, clown.
I love that.
So they laugh and Shane tells the camera, she's everything Ashley said. She's great. I love her. Yeah, she's fantastic. At one point, Sarah and Ashley are real close and they're flirting about holes. Oh, you're going to shove that in the hole? You're going to knock this ball in the hole? Like, it's all hole related. And they're giggling like kindergartners. This would be me on a lesbian date, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And... Shane is like, whoa, I was not expecting this.
Did not expect that.
He says, this is the first time that I've ever seen Ashley flirt with a woman. Sarah tells the camera, I feel comfortable with them. And I think Shane kind of wants to see it. She's picking up on his iPad kink.
Sarah is reading this room perfectly and is offended on everyone's behalf.
Yes. So now they sit down, they're eating some food. And Shane's like, you're not a weirdo vegan, are you? And Sarah's just like munching on a huge hot dog. She's like, whatever. I'm fine. I'll eat whatever.
There's nothing wrong with being a vegan. Yes, it was annoying that this woman literally couldn't.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, but the fact that this woman had to say, make me a salad gluten-free. And like that was a bit ridiculous. Grace was ridiculous.
But I was here for her.
I was here for her giving Shane shit.
Yes. He then asks Sarah if she's ever been in a polygamous situation. She's like, well, I've never been a sister wife, but I have dated couples, but it wasn't very serious. It was this girl was just fucking around. She was doing what young, beautiful girls do. She was getting hers and she didn't care where it came from or what it looked like.
She was just like, if an opportunity presents itself to me and I find it intriguing, I will go do it.
Yes. Yes. I'm thinking she's pan, right? Has she said she's pan?
She hasn't said she's pan. She's something. I mean, she's definitely, well. Is she bi or lesbian? I don't know.
I think she's pan.
Okay.
Because she's just like, whatever.
Yeah. She seems very
open. Chill.
She's great.
So Shane says, this might be a red flag because most people think polygamists just all fuck each other, but we don't. So does he not want to fuck her or is he mad because he does and she's not into it? What is happening?
I can't figure this out. We said in the beginning that this person had to be willing to procreate with Shane. Have a biological child with Shane.
Amanda,
we did not say they have to be willing to bang Shane. Just have a biological child with Shane.
It is 7 o'clock in the morning and I have not had my full coffee and you're throwing up procreate with Shane in my face.
I am.
Calm it down.
Sorry. Then we had the janky pool cleaning, have the conversation with the Tits McGee friend from the competitive cornholing league or whatever it was.
Yes.
He said this person would just be with Ashley.
Yes.
Not with me.
Correct.
Which is why it is fucked that he's on this date to begin with.
Yes.
And it's fucked that he's this involved in her choice of who she's going to date.
You know what it feels like? It feels like he has to give her permission.
100%.
And that's gross. It's gross.
It's again, gross. Mm-hmm. I need to truth serum these people. Everyone gets truth serum.
I want truth serum to be like chloroform.
Ah, can we just Google it? And then we go to jail?
You put it on a cloth.
Right in your face.
And you put it in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Sarah says, well, I've always been pretty casual. And Ashley on the couch with Shane tells the camera, Shane is coming on way too strong.
Yes, Shane always comes on way too strong because Shane's an asshole.
And he says, well, we're fast movers and we need to move fast.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
First of all, this woman is like 900 months pregnant.
I know. Like, can we take a break until something comes flying out of her vagina? Jesus Christ.
In a couple of weeks, she's not going to have the energy or the desire to have somebody all up in her business.
Correct.
So why are we rushing?
Right. We don't need to rush. Let her develop this relationship with Sarah on her own, if independent of you. And then, you know, if after the baby's here and she's feeling better and everything, then maybe 6 months down the road, you introduce.
We go out for coffee.
So stupid. Like,
let's make sure that Ashley wants to see Sarah a third time.
Yeah.
Before we have to bring in cameras and a Shane.
Sarah's not going to. Well, we do see on the preview Sarah comes back. She's not going to stick this out.
No, she's not going to marry into this bullshit.
Shane is asking Sarah what she's looking for. And she's like, I'm open, you know, something new. But she tells the camera, this is way too soon to be answering these kind of questions.
It sure is.
We literally just met.
How about you get to know what she does for work? What does she enjoy doing? Tell me about your child. Like,
yeah,
there's a million things to be talking about that isn't this.
Ashley tells us she really likes Sarah and she's hopeful that she's ready for this. Shane claims to be just checking in to make sure they're all on the same page. I don't believe that.
Nope.
But here's the thing. So they leave and they're driving home. The date goes fine. Whatever. They're driving home. Shane says he's concerned because Sarah couldn't really commit to this. And then he says, I want to find the right person for Ashley because I have a lot working against me health-wise. So I have to make sure we find the right person for Ashley.
What is happening? That's what I kind of wonder now, too.
Is this like a soap opera? Oh, my God. Has this become a soap opera?
Oh, my God.
Because that would happen. Somebody would mix up test results on purpose because no lab results were secure ever.
Ever. No.
So, you know, like Ed Bauer would think he was dying, right? Mm-hmm, so he would like have to shove Holly off onto Roger Thorpe.
Sure.
So that she has a soft place to land when he dies and her world collapses. But like he wasn't really dying.
Right.
Roger Thorpe fucked with the results so that he would get
Holly. He was dying. Yes. Right.
That's what's happening.
So
I'm convinced of it.
So Shane is ill, maybe. We don't know, but seems to be. And he's trying to find, you know, somebody for Ashley before he, you know, bounces off this mortal coil. But if that's true, why is it important that this person have biological children with Shane?
Hold on.
Uh-oh. That's not Shane. I was expecting the love story theme. Go on.
I'm ashamed of myself to say this, but this story just got better.
Oh, it leaned sure did.
I'm leaning in.
I'm like, excuse me, what?
You were expecting this.
I was.
Ashley, my darling, it's me, Shane. I'm writing to you from the afterlife. I'm Southern now, and I don't know why. But I am here, and I hope that you have your lesbian lover who can take the place of me and my child and can take you out competitive axe throwing like we always did together. Ashley, my love, it is me, Shane.
You are never allowed to remove that or dubstep sex from the board, period.
All right. Okay. So we're done with them.
We're done with them.
Okay.
We're done.
Let's go on to Sloth and his minion here.
He does look like Sloth.
He's a sloth. I'm convinced.
He looks like him, sort of.
Broke down Bill Paxton. So Becky tells the camera, "We've been courting Steph for 9 months and we are here to pick up our property." God damn it.
This is so gross.
Becky is
disgusting.
Becky is, I don't know. I'm scared of her.
I'm afraid of her. I'm afraid she's going to find our podcast and come do something to us. I'm afraid of her.
She's like this. She is the squeaky Frome in this situation. Absolutely.
She's the Ghislaine Maxwell. She's gross.
Squeaky Frome was terrifying.
That's true. Frome was terrifying. Because you think with the name Squeaky, they're not going to be terrifying.
Bitch was serious.
Yes, she was.
So we hear audio of Stephanie. Now, don't forget, Becky is at the door.
Right.
And she's like, "I want my property back. Get your pussy in the car. It's ours." And Stephanie's like, "Why are you here?" And Becky's like, "I've come to retrieve you."
Right. You said, we love you.
Now, Stephanie's like, "I want to be with Greg."
Who the fuck is Greg?
Okay, I need eyes on Greg.
Where the hell did Greg come from? Greg.
So Becky's like, "What? When did that happen? You just broke down Bill Paxton. You loved him yesterday." And Doofus is in the car and he's like, "Oh, it's raining so hard. I can't roll the windows down and listen, but it doesn't look good." It doesn't look good?
Doesn't look good. Didn't go good. Doesn't look good.
God. And Becky's like, "So you don't love us?" And Stephanie's like, "Shane is here right now. Greg is here right now. And
I want to be with Shane." Greg. We're there.
Oh my God. I wrote, "What I Little Miss Recap does not condone violence."
No, but.
But what I wouldn't give for Greg to go out into this car, grab this motherfucker and punch him in the face.
I would be here for that.
So Becky says, "You've been in a relationship with..." Oh, wait, I'm doing Danielle Davis. Hold on. Let me calm down. "You've been in a relationship with us for 9 months and now you want to switch dicks and you didn't tell us?"
She's really fucking gross.
Stephanie's like, "I have always loved Greg."
Greg! Greg!
Now Becky goes, "You didn't love him sexually. You said you didn't love him sexually." Oh, okay.
All of this grosses me out.
And Stephanie's like, "Well, I've always been with him." And Becky's like, "When was the last time you were with him? Were you with him when you fucked Justin?" And Stephanie's like, "Yeah, bitch." And then Becky goes, "No, I need to go get tested because of you." "No, you need to get tested because of that thing in your car." Right. So these two idiots, she gets in the car and he's like, "Well, how'd it go?" And she's like, I'm not telling you. She has to tell you. She's not coming. She's not telling you.
She much like Cody Brown to Mary. She's not coming.
So
you can court her all you want. She's not coming.
These two yokels get a hotel room to, quote, figure out what Stephanie's deal is. We know what Stephanie's deal is.
She wants you to go away. So get in your car and go home.
So they sit down and Becky breaks the news to Justin. And Justin is stunned because apparently this dude, this Greg, was Stephanie's best friend. And now she's fucking him. Or she always was fucking him. We don't know.
Always was fucking him. Mm-hmm. I think that Becky and, I almost called him Ryan, Becky and Justin have created a lot more of a relationship than ever existed.
Well, Justin says, "Oh my God, this woman's been banging another guy. The 20-year-old me would drive over there and kick his ass, but I'm an old man now." Yeah, so sit the fuck down, idiot.
And you want to bang multiple, multiple women.
Yes. Yes. What is it called when the wife has multiple husbands? Is that polyandry?
That is polyandry. And then polygyny is
the men and the wife situations. Yeah. Okay. So he tells the camera, "She promised me everything. And I was so blindly in love with her." Whatever.
Amy, they bought her a gym membership.
They did.
How could we let this go? They made a sacrifice. They paid for her gym membership.
Shouldn't they have made sure she wanted to come back before they put the money out for that gym membership?
I don't think they really care anything about what she wants.
Well, Amanda, he says now, in the wise words of Broke Down Bill Paxton, "Well, let's just go home and ask God to cause this depression storm to leave us." What? What?
What is a depression storm?
What are you even talking about?
This guy's so stupid.
All right. Now we're going to the main event. I'm so terrible at my note taking. I just wrote Dum Dum is making eggs.
Very badly. I don't even make eggs, and I know that that wasn't right.
He has way too much butter in the pan. They're just kind of floating in grease.
It's gross.
It's gross. Yeah. So he's making eggs, and he's like, I had
this teeny tiny tank top.
Oh, wait, hold on. I had a really tough time with Natalia yesterday about the dating apps.
Yeah, you did.
We had a tough time yesterday because we had to look at your face. Okay. So now Danielle wants to talk to Natalia alone. And I'm like, oh, what's going on here? What's happening? You know, she tells the camera it's important that sisters get along. Okay. And Danielle decides it's time to give her my special patented vagina necklace that I bought from my sister wife's closet. It is one Garrick has designed. And made. Keep this man away from jewelry stores. Again.
I posted this in Backdoor Friends last night. What in the vagina hell is this necklace?
I thought it was an hourglass. I thought, oh, maybe Garrick's time is running out. That would be nice.
That would be nice. It looks... It's actually beyond description and comprehension. Everything that's happening here.
Okay. If it's two hearts and they're connected at their ass end, okay?
Right.
Then enclose that into something else. Like Zales has been making this two heart necklace forever. Right. Just go to Zales and buy it
every Christmas. It's fine.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And I think the two hearts are supposed to be like an infinity symbol. Okay.
It's so stupid.
Great.
So dumb. If somebody gave me this, I would never spread my legs open for them ever again.
Hey everyone, stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
They talk, and Natalia says she feels better. She feels a little calmer.
Oh, good. Thank God.
She thinks the three of them live in great harmony. Okay. You were just reading them for filth on the at the island yesterday, but okay.
Not 12 hours ago, mm-hmm. you were mm-hmm. calling him a dog, and mm-hmm. now we live in harmony?
Yep. Yep. So, Danielle, do you think
they're drugging her?
Oh, I think she, I don't know. I go back and forth between, is she doing this just as a kink to humiliate them? Or is she trying to get money from them?
I have to think it's the latter.
Either way, we are on her side.
I mean, Roberta 2 is a lot smarter than Roberta 1.
Roberta 2, let us be the wind beneath your wings. Let us carry you to the destination of
do whatever you got to do to make these
solid humiliation.
Like, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Go, girl. Go with God. We're here for you.
Yep. So Danielle is grateful that Natalia is able to forgive Garrick.
Thank God.
She would like her to ask her to be her sister. Natalia says, yes, I love you and your family, so I would like to join you. She whips out the vagina necklace and gives it to her. And I'm gagging. I'm gagging. And they want to give one to every sister wife they capture. I mean, find. Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't even know. I don't know.
Like, what? Do you think there's some sort of incest kink happening here with all of this sister situation?
No, I think it's just a form of manipulation. I'm telling you, I think Danielle Merrifield is not a good person.
Okay.
And I think this is manipulation. I also think, on the other hand, maybe maybe this is how Garrick sells it to Danielle. Like, you're getting a sister. I mean, right. We see that. But maybe, you know, I don't know. Amanda, I don't know.
I wonder if Danielle has any sisters. I mean, we know about Sam and Sam, but that's her brother.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think it's just her and Sam, her brother.
Okay. Then maybe she's been dying for a sister.
I mean, you are a 40-something year old woman. Get over it. You don't have a fucking sister.
I made a girlfriend when I was like 10. Like, yeah. It's fine. Get a friend.
Get a friend. Jesus Christ.
That's the problem with all of this. It's like half the time all these men are like, it'll be someone to keep my wife company. Get a fucking friend.
I know. So Natalia tells the camera she likes Danielle and feels like she can tell her everything. Now Danielle says, and this is so disgusting, the way that she says this, let's get you dressed because Garrick has some plans for you.
Right. Let's put
that is so objectifying. Like, mm-hmm. Let's take our doll, our Brazilian doll,
and dress her
doll
in the sexy outfit
and put a dress on her.
Right.
I'm telling you.
She's gorgeous, though. Mm-hmm. Jesus. And she's also got a lot of sun there because her bathing suit tan line is getting darker, lighter and lighter every scene.
And I agree with you. She's stunning. I agree.
Stunning.
So Idiot's walking around holding a ring and practicing his Portuguese, which is as good as Kenny's Spanish.
It is. No, it's not. It's so much worse than Kenny's Spanish.
It's like, mimi, dosi, hosa. Like, he is an idiot.
So Todd speaks a smidge of Portuguese. He probably would not even agree. That he's, mm-hmm. But like, he's one of those people, if he goes to a country and he's been to Brazil a couple times for work, like, he likes to learn some of the language. He actually went to a bar once.
Is he learning Will You Marry Me?
No.
Okay. All right.
He actually went to a bar and ordered something and in Portuguese, and the bartender just started because his Portuguese sounded so good. He's listening to this going, why doesn't this guy get some fucking Duolingo? Like, what is happening here?
It never occurred to me that Timmy speaks Portuguese as well.
Oh.
A little bit, because he lived in Costa Rica.
But so in Costa Rica, they speak Spanish.
Right, but he would bounce back and forth. So he knows Spanish and he knows a little bit of Portuguese. His Spanish is much better, but he does know Portuguese. I want to ask him, does this sound like something somebody would say?
Play some of this for him and see what he
says. So when he was in Costa Rica, apparently every 3 months he would have to leave the country.
Sure, because do a visa run.
So wherever he would go is where they spoke Portuguese. I don't know what's around Costa Rica.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is Brazil. Hold on here. We got to find out. Countries where Portuguese. No, not prostitution.
It could be that he had friends maybe that spoke. Because he hung around in like a group of.
It has to be friends because in. According to this map, the only countries where they speak Portuguese, Brazil, Portugal, Cape Verde, Papua New Guinea, or Guinea-Bissau.
And Amanda, even I know, Portugal is not next to Costa Rica.
It is indeed nowhere near.
It is nowhere near.
Nope. The only one that's remotely close to Costa Rica is Brazil. Yes.
So maybe he did go to Brazil. I don't know. But he knows a little bit of Portuguese, probably as much as Garrick Merrifield. So I'm wondering...
Get Timmy on this.
Yeah.
Get Timmy on this.
Okay. So he's walking around going, mini, dosa, ahosa. Oh, and it reminds me of, you know, just rojo, azul. Yeah, it reminds me of that. This moron has designed a ring that looks.
Amy? What in the Claire's shit is this?
I need a minute.
But the thing is, it's even worse. It matches the vagina
necklace.
Is
my face red?
It is a little bit.
Come on, Lusartan, kick in.
It matches the vagina dress. Like, or vagina necklace. Like, what is happening here? Okay.
This ring.
He says it looks like a rose. It does not look like a rose.
No, not at all. This ring looks like a piece of costume jewelry that I would steal out of my grandma's. She had like a huge thing when we were little and we used to play with all her costume jewelry. This looks like just
it looks like a dress up ring
that I bought on the street. It looks like a ring you would get from Shein.
It looks like a dress up ring that would be in your trunk of play clothes as a little girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know what? It looks like, remember those spider rings, those plastic ones that didn't close on the inside?
Yes.
That's kind of what it looks like, but in flower form.
Know what it looks like? It looks like something out of, do you remember that game Pretty Pretty Princess?
Yes. Yeah, it does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's bad. It is so ugly.
It's so ugly.
And do you know, I'm sure he spent a shit ton of money on this. I am sure he did.
Oh, I'm sure he did too. What the confidence of a mediocre white man
to show think up that with
you
this.
Can start designing jewelry.
Okay, Robin Brown.
So, Amanda, perhaps even more entertaining than the ring itself is its origin story. So, you know, the Merrifields hang out with God on the reg, right?
All the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. God, I mean, God's in their garage day in. Mm-hmm. He's been, God has been there day long, in and out for all of these years.
Oh, I can't wait to get back to that fight. I'm like salivating thinking about it. So apparently the day after, because I don't think much more time lapsed than that. No. The day after Bert decided she wasn't coming, mm-hmm. Garrick Merrifield's up on a mountaintop a la Laura Ingalls climbing up to the mountaintop to pray for her baby brother's soul.
Oh, yeah.
He is up on the mountaintop praying for more Brazilian ass. He is like, dear God, bring me more brown women that I can fucking control. Please, dear God. God leans down. And he puts his little hand on Garrick Merrifield. Oh, hold on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Garrick, my man. It's me, God. It's me, God.
Are you there, God? It's me, Garrick.
Listen to me. Listen to me, brother. This is God. Mm-hmm. You've been through it. You have been through it. And I'm rewarding you with someone named Rose. Go out and find her. Of course, she's in Latin America somewhere. You need to go find her. South America, even, maybe. Mm-hmm. You need to go find her. Mm-hmm. She's south of the border, okay?
Down Mexico way. Mm-hmm. Look what is happening here.
Amy doesn't know geography is what's happening. So you go get her, brother. You go get her.
Go get our girl.
God sounds a little bit like the Manosphere, just a little bit with the brother stuff, but...
Yeah, okay. We know God's not the Manosphere because mm-hmm. he did not address him as Mr. Garrick Merrifield.
Correct. Yeah. Oh, and I forgot the best part. The sweet rose will enter your life and heal your family.
Of course.
Okay. All right. So now he says, Garrick,
the only thing that will heal this family is some Jim Jones Kool-Aid. Like, just put all of these people out of their misery. Yes. All of them. Yes. Except the princes. The princes can go. It's not their fault.
The princes need to be protected. Give them to Sam and Sam. Sam and Sam can raise the princes.
I think Sam and Sam would do a way better job with the princes.
So then he says he wants to honor some of, I almost called her Rose, some of, what is her name?
Natalia.
Natalia's traditions.
You're about as engaged in her name as I think Garrick is, yeah, so it's fine.
Exactly. Exactly. So he has 11 roses. Now, Danielle is really pumping him up here, and she has morphed into the wingman that she calls herself.
It's getting real weird.
Guys, I shared some of her TikTok. She's fucking weird. I'm just going to put that out there.
I'll have to go watch that shit.
So she's like, are you nervous? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, were you nervous about asking me? And he's like, yeah, I was. Now we get their origin story.
Oh, boy.
All right. It's Three's Company starring God. Okay. So... Now he says, when we met, when Danny and I met, we ran, and we talked about God all the time. That sounds amazing.
That is some hot Spanish fly there.
I would take that over getting drunk and having sex in the alley next to the dumpster behind the New Penny any day of the week.
Would you?
Was that specific?
That felt very specific.
So, all right, here's what happened. Are you ready? So... God, Amanda, vocally spoke to Garrick. This man needs to be medicated. He thinks he is hearing the voice of God. Is this a Son of Sam situation?
I am starting to feel like we might need a psychologist or psychiatrist involved. I think we might need some medication.
So he says,
oh, yes.
Hey, Garrick. It's me, God. I whispered a secret to Danielle and I filled her with my Holy Spirit. Wink.
Yeah, you did.
And now I need you to go over to her and ask her what is up, because I told her something. All right. So Danielle has this secret now. So Garrick's like, so I went over to her and I said, did God share a secret with you? These fucking morons are playing telephone with an imaginary man. God.
Go, Amy, I need to screen capture your face when you're doing Garrick Merrifield because you take on a different look. You enter the character.
I go somewhere.
You do. Mm-hmm. You do.
So he goes over. He's like, hey, what's up? And she goes, I think you're supposed to be my husband. Then he says, and I wrote this verbatim.
Good, good.
God met us. Like, it was crazy. It was like a supernatural teleportation bubble, like, wrapped us up. And I, like, looked at her, and I knew, like, she was supposed to be my wife. What?
What?
What? Oh, God damn it.
This guy is so dumb.
Why is he rich? I need to start putting whiskey in my coffee when I'm recounting this.
Why is he rich, Amy? And we're not. This guy is a fucking idiot.
I'm sure he's scamming in some way.
Probably. Mm-hmm. He's a fucking idiot.
I wouldn't live in a house he built. He's probably wiring the fucking walls with perv cam.
Probably. I mean, we talked about it in the fuck, marry, kill. I'm still leaning towards marrying him because he's rich and I can manipulate the shit out of him. Because he's stupid as all to get out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I forget who I was going to marry.
You and Steph both married Cody Brown because you'd never have to see him because he's always with Robin.
Truth.
Which is really smart. Truth. I didn't think of that angle. Yeah. If I had, that might have been my
way to go. I probably fucked Nick Davis and killed this idiot, right?
I think that's how that worked. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, no, it was Big Ed. It was Big Ed, Garrick, and Cody.
Oh, right. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you murdered Big
Ed. Who did that to us?
I don't know, but backdoor friends are...
They are savage.
They can be, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So now they set up the roses. And the best part is they're setting up the roses, right, on this balcony. There's a whole
freeway. A
quarter
of this janky deck.
There's a whole freeway behind them, like, it's great.
It's supposed to be this romantic, like, beach fight thing.
Like, you're in Brazil. Go to the beach.
Don't pull over, because I'm sure my imitation of a European ambulance was very convincing.
So they're setting up the roses and shit. Okay, now Danielle tells the camera, through my walk with God, I've had struggles, and I think these trials strengthen my faith with God and my marriage. They really believe that God gives a fuck about them.
They really do.
Again, I
think God is really dialed into them.
Again, I will say this. I'm an atheist.
Same.
But if you are a Christian listening to this, and we haven't run you off yet, thank you. Thank you for staying. Please tell me how offensive this must be to you.
Yes.
Jesus.
Literally.
Like, I would be so fucking offended.
I would too. This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And to think that God is just sitting there trying to move the puzzle pieces to get Garrick laid. No, that's not what God is doing. If there's a God and you believe in a God, that's not what God's doing.
God's got way bigger problems, again, than Garrick Merrifield's dick.
100%. So Natalia shows up in a black dress and she looks hot and he is all boned up.
Oh my God, he can barely speak.
She's wearing that stupid necklace.
Mm-hmm. So
and
Danielle.
He says, I got you 11 roses because you complete the rest. And I would be honored to have you by my side for the rest of my life with sister.
Oh!
If the word, guys, pro tip. If the word sister is in your proposal, it's not the right one. Say no. Not the right guy.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. I'm trying to think if there's any...
circumstance under which sister would be in. Unless
there's only one.
Go ahead.
If you say, I am so glad that your sister introduced us. That's it. That's where it ends.
Okay, that was much easier than what I was going to say.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I'm so glad I rescued you from the nunnery and you're not a sister anymore.
That too works. Mine's perhaps a little bit more probable.
Yes,
but,
I think
know,
so. I think
it could happen.
So he gets on a knee and he's like, Jose, Caso, Amigo, Azul, Rojo, Cinco.
I think he's just saying Portuguese words or just adding O's to words to make them Portuguese.
Yes. So
like Ashley Literalmente.
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 So Mom and Danielle are watching from afar. We finally see Mom. She's been let out of the basement. And he hugs her, and Mom and Danny come over, and Danielle's like, did she say yes? And he's like, yes, she said yes. So now I wrote, countdown till he tries to bang her.
Oh.
Start the clock.
Start the clock. It is coming quick.
Yep. Spin that hourglass necklace on its end. Because here we go. Like sands through the hourglass.
So are the dicks of our time.
Yep.
So is Garrick the dick of our time.
She tells the camera she loves him and Danny and the boys very much. And Mom tells the camera, I would not choose this lifestyle for me, but I support her, I guess. Whatever. She has feelings for these idiots. Natalia tells the camera they have a long journey of adaptation and change in front of them. She has to move to a new country. She has to learn a new language. Mm-hmm. And she hopes they will be patient. And the producer says, congrats, you guys.
Garrick will not be patient. If you do not bang him tonight, we are in trouble.
This is so gross, transactional, and transparent. This is when Garrick Merrifield is at his grossest.
It is. Absolutely.
So later that night, he's packing his bag and Natalia knocks on the door. And Danielle has morphed into like the Hugh Hefner of this situation.
This is really weird.
She's like, oh, your bang buddy's coming over. You ready?
She's like,
you ready?
Wrapped in a blanket on the bed like, ooh, it's happening.
So he starts with what I call the intimacy rollout. He's going to soft launch the intimacy. Here we go.
The intimacy rollout.
So he tells the camera, what makes a woman a wife is intimacy. Mm-hmm. And now that she's committed to us, for sure there'll be intimacy. And I wrote in all capital letters, I hate him, I hate him, I hate him. First of all, if being a wife is if what makes a woman a wife, the intimacy, she's not your wife yet.
Mm-mm.
So that's not happening.
I asked Todd if that meant that we were married on our second date.
Mm-hmm.
He said, his response was, we were something.
Okay. Cool. Timmy and I were married on our first date. So there you go.
There you go.
So he's saying words like, are we going to cuddle-o? I'm just putting O's at the end of things. Are we going to cuddle-o? Are you going to rub-o my dick-o? Like, he's just, you know. And they're both kind of looking at Danielle like, okay, you're gonna leave?
Right.
And she's like, bow, chicka, bow, wow. And she's like winking. Like, she's gross.
She needed the dubstep sex song.
Here's what she should have done. She should have met Natalia outside in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And she should have said, look, my creepy fucking husband is going to want to bang me. If you don't want to, I got you.
Right. Blink so, three times and I will come and rescue
you. So
you
tell it to me. I got you. I will stave him off. I'll jerk him off onto his iPad or whatever I need to do to get it over with. I will take one for the team to protect you.
I was going to say, do you think Danielle and Garrick are still banging? But if the rumor's true, then...
The rumor's true because in the coming up on this season, she's clearly holding her belly.
Ah, I didn't notice that. Okay.
Yeah. So then she has to leave. Danielle has to leave. And she's like, have fun not sleeping. Wink, wink. Like, you are feeding this woman to the wolves. That's what it feels like. It's gross. It's against girl code.
Yeah. And I have no problem with like open relation and all of that. But this is so transactional. And the power that Garrick and Danielle have in this situation is disgusting.
Unfair. It's gross.
This is a young woman. She doesn't speak your language. Mm-mm. She's not in a relationship with you.
Nope.
I'm going to guess she's not coming from a lot of money.
Nope.
It's not good. It's really not good.
I think as women, we just expect Danielle to know better. But she is this is where I struggle with her. She is complicit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is where I was turning on her like, mm-hmm. Oh, girl, no, you can't do this to another woman. And here she is.
You don't let, pro tip, you don't let little drunk Amy go out into the back alley with the hot bartender. You just don't let it happen.
No, you don't.
It does not happen. You got to keep your girls close. You got to make sure everybody's with you when you're leaving for the night.
That's right.
Leave nobody behind. Feed nobody to the wolves. If Garrick Merrifield shows up and drunk Amanda wants to go out with him, it's not happening.
No.
All right. So Danielle says, it's almost like you have to detach yourself. Okay, you shouldn't feel that way about your marriage. No. You shouldn't feel in a happy and healthy relationship like you have to detach. You know when people detach themselves when they're undergoing assault?
When they're in the midst of trauma.
Right. It's not a good situation. Red flag, red flag, red flag.
19 of them.
Danielle kisses Garrick and hugs Natalia and leaves. And I just wrote, he's so fucking gross.
He's so disgusting. So
fucking gross. And that's it. That's where we leave him. Now,
can we just get an entire show of Garrick Merrifield, please?
We could. We could. Okay. And me just ripping on him?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Amanda. I did receive Manosphere? A voicemail from the Manosphere. Cool. So if you're new and you're just listening, the Manosphere is a group of toxic men in the future somewhere in the ether.
Correct. Brown engages regularly.
Yes. And I shouldn't say they're in the future. They're looking at the past in Sister Wives, but now they're in the current day. They are a threat to all of us women. And they are just out there really ramping up men.
And dishing bad advice.
Mm-hmm. So they call me every time they watch a new episode of Seeking Sister Wife because for some reason, I'm the portal to the show.
Much like the cat dimension. Truly is the portal to the cat dimension. You are the portal for the Manosphere to Seeking Sister Wife.
And they were first attracted to Nick Davis's amulet.
Of course, that's what brought them in. And all of the crystal balls at the Davis's house.
Yes, now they're here. So here we go, Amanda. Let's hear what they have to say.
Mr. Merrifield, sir, great job on using the necklace that you have ordered from our executive vice president, Mr. Cody Brown. That necklace, designed by his favorite and only wife, Mrs. Robin Brown, as part of my sister wife's closet, is used to put women in a trance so that you can get to their vagina very quickly without them noticing. So good job, and I'm glad you were able to use that. Now, we do need to talk about your insistence on speaking in a language other than the superior language of English.
Oh, yes, that would be their stance.
Brazilian hot ass wife. Sir, you should not be lowering yourself to speak in a foreign devil's tongue. You should only speak the language of God. And that is English. So next time you propose, and there will be a next time very soon, I'm sure, do not lower your standard, sir. You speak only in God's vernacular. Manosphere out.
Amanda, it was only a matter of time before the Manosphere got racist.
It all makes sense. And they are an English first group of people. I understand.
Yes, they are. They different than Earth Firsters. They are not Earth Firsters.
No.
They believe that everyone on Earth should speak English.
Of course, it's even the superior language of God.
Right, even if you live in Spain, you should speak English.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely. If you really believe in God, you'll speak English.
Because God is American.
God is American.
You know the Manosphere thinks God is American.
Oh, 100%.
100%.
Yeah.
So that's the Manosphere. How'd you feel about that one?
It was a little terrifying and very racist and misogynistic. Exactly what I've come to expect from the Manosphere.
All right. So, Amanda, still to come.
Okay. Talk to me, Goose. I've
written notes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Still to come. The Solid Houdins date someone and Naeem acts a fool.
Okay. Shocking.
Right in front of Nyla. Right in front of Nyla, he's like, I want to get intimate with you. Okay.
I didn't like Nyla's hair not braided as much.
I love her.
Ugh. She's so gorgeous. Jesus Christ. Why is she with this numbnut?
The Davises start to date someone named Jasmine and they pull her into the hot tub of seduction.
It's as if we have seen this before because we have. Mm-hmm. They played the same game with Danielle. And Danielle's not okay.
Danielle's like, what am I doing? I'm only 24. I want to brush Farrah's teeth. Justin dates someone who wants Becky out of the way.
Ooh, this could get interesting.
Sarah tells Ashley and Shane that they're perfect for her, but Shane tells his friend he has a bad feeling.
Oh, I'm going to take your feelings to heart.
Now, in a twist we did not see coming, The Merrifields are dating a Muslim woman named Miriam from Michigan. How many M's could I put in that sentence?
What is happening here? First of all, she's not Brazilian, so why are we interested? Second right. of all, they are Christian. Mm-hmm. This woman is Muslim. Mm-hmm. Probably not going to be a good match.
Nope. Nope.
And how is Natalia going to feel about this?
Natalia's not happy. And Danielle's clearly pregnant. She's holding her belly on the couch.
Okay. I'll have to go back and watch.
Mm-hmm. So that's it. I mean, I just, TLC, Matt Sharp. This is what we've needed.
Thank you for this.
We've needed this. We've needed this. I just, by the way, speaking of sister wives, seeking sister wives.
Yes.
I asked yesterday on Instagram, what have been your favorite moments throughout Little Miss Recap, okay?
Okay.
Somebody wrote when you had Sidian on the pod and did a little drool happy face.
Uh-huh.
Sidian then shares it on his story and is like, well, color me flattered. And then he messaged me privately and he's like, I can't believe somebody wrote this. And I said, well, having you on was a highlight of my career.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens.
Oh.
See what happens. Okay.
Mm.
Think I can wrangle it myself into that cult.
I have to tell you that Spicy Ramen has not replied to our drunken Instagram message yet.
Okay. Forgot about that. We may have gotten really drunk and Amanda may have given me her phone and made me message Spicy Ramen. And I may have said, please come on our pod. Please, I beg you. We love you, Spicy Ramen.
Something like that.
It was probably full of misspellings and my big fat thumbs were like hitting the wrong letters. You know how it
goes. I don't know.
All right, Amanda, I think we've said it all.
I think we have to. Oh, God. Can we just have... This is the balm I need to soothe me through cycles of couple to throuple.
I agree. Also, yeah. I just want to say I had a sneak peek at the Married at First Sight reunion, which airs tonight, if you're listening to this.
Yes.
It's good.
Is it?
It's good.
Okay, yes. Good.
Yep. Makes you question reality a little bit. What is real? What is not?
I see. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So Steph and I will be back with that coverage and some Virgin River this week.
Yay.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, consider supporting the show, listening to our Sister Wives coverage, Love During Lockup, Love in Paradise. Also, join Backdoor Friends.
Yeah, come hang out with us. We talk about shitty vag jewelry.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. There's a lot of posts about that today.
About the vag jewelry.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. All right, guys, thank you so much, and we'll see you soon.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.